From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Europe's migration crisis continues unabated. Migrants by the hundreds continue making their way across southern and eastern Europe en route to Austria and Germany, as European officials try to cope with the worst migration crisis since the Second World War.
Notre responsabilité à tous.
French Prime Minister Manuel Valls says it's the responsibility of all Europeans to ensure the right of asylum. Those, he says, who are persecuted in their country, who are facing torture, who are oppressed, must be welcomed. Austria blocked a Munich-bound train Monday at the Hungarian borders. Authorities searched for human traffickers and questioned hundreds of migrants, most of them from Syria, about proper credentials. Vienna tightened security checks after the bodies of more than 70 migrants were discovered last week in Austria in an abandoned truck. The United States Monday expressed concern over the pending visit to China by Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir, who remains under International Criminal Court indictment for the genocide in Darfur. Mr. Bashir is expected to travel to China to take part in 70th anniversary events marking the end of the Second World War. Mark Toner is a U.S. spokesman.
As you know, he's been charged by the ICC, International Criminal Court, with war crimes, crimes against humanity, and genocide, and warrants for his arrest remain outstanding, and we strongly support the ICC's efforts to hold accountable those responsible for those acts. We oppose invitations, facilitation, or support for travel by persons subject to outstanding ICC warrants.
While traveling frequently across Africa, Mr. Bashir has rarely ventured so far as China. In June, he narrowly escaped a court hearing while in South Africa. He is expected to try to attend the UN General Assembly session in New York in September. This is VOA News. United